Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, Reiki Master Teacher and Medium, and author of the final book in a trilogy, A New Life Awaits, Spirit Guided Insights to Support Global Awakening, which suggests that by observing our inner soul energy and merging that with the challenges of the physical world, we can achieve a more peaceful, purposeful, and healthy life beyond the present challenges of political, economic, and societal issues, and return to our natural state of being, which is eternal and joyful. I am most delighted to welcome Dr. Gail Kimball, the Nautilus Award-winning author of 20 books, including Essential Energy Tools. And today we're going to discuss her new trilogy of books, Mysteries of Healing, Mysteries of Reality, and Mysteries of Knowledge Beyond the Senses. Hello, Gail, and thank you for joining us on Healing From Within to share with us the many mysteries of this life and beyond.
It's my pleasure. It's so much fun to be talking with you from both sides of our continent. You know, it's wonderful.
West Coast and East Coast.
Yeah.
That's great. Right. That's great. Yes, Gail, as listeners of Healing From Within, my guests and I share intimate stories and insights into the metaphysical world of energy in an effort to understand who we are, where we come from, and how to improve our time in the physical world as we transcend challenges, fears, and remember the capacity we have to create with our thoughts and actions a world that shines brightly with hope, compassion, and assists the evolution of soul and human life. In today's episode of Healing From Within, we will explore with Dr. Gail Kimball through her informative trilogy, which offers personal reflections and insights from many of the leading figures in the modern scientific world, awakening to deeper understanding of consciousness, the brain, the mind, connection, and the ultimate healing force of our free will. Gail, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their earliest beginnings, their childhood, and remember a person, place, or event that may have shown them or others the lifestyle, values, and interests they might pursue as an adult. For it is my understanding that we are born with a soul guidance system and life plan that over time leads us to the people, places, and events we must experience for our highest personal and soul growth. So think back for a minute.
I can think of several things. One is that when I was really young, I had nightmares about wolves chasing me, and I asked God, please take these nightmares away, and they went. So it was like a evidence to me that when we ask for help and set an intention, we get a result. So that was a nice manifestation. And another that comes to my mind is in fourth grade, we had a very odd little girl. She was from England. She was kind of blubbery. She always had a runny nose. And the other kids weren't nice to her. And so the teacher asked me to take Christine out into the garden near our school so she could talk to the class. So she knew that I would be nice and protective of Christine. So that kind of set the tone that I'm always interested in supporting the underdog. So my books have been about women's equality and equal relationships and that kind of thing.
Well,
that kind of set the tone.
You were a born healer, and your teacher knew who to call upon to help this child. And certainly it would be nice if more people were like that. And that's what we're trying to do. You mentioned to me earlier that you were a Reiki master teacher also. And it is in our heart and soul to emit this beautiful love for life and to accept people as they are and to surrender to what happens no matter what and still continue to hope. for the best for ourselves and others. It's just in us. It's not something we have learned. It's what we were born with. It is the soul capacity to love and have compassion.
Also, now, I had a really loving, wonderful mother. She was like a perfect sweetheart of a mother. So, and she took my brother and I to the Church of Religious Science, which is now called Centers for Spiritual Enrichment. So we always learn positive thinking, and your life is what you create with your thought and your intention. So I was fortunate to have
yes.
that kind of no sin or guilt or shame,
yeah.
none of that.
That's beautiful. You know, I often say to people when it comes up that I don't really understand the emotion of shame. I have not experienced it because I work so hard to do what's right. And if I make a mistake, I accept responsibility and I fix it to the best of my ability. So shame, it's a very debilitating emotion. And sometimes we're taught that. And I guess I had very excellent parents too. Because,
oh, good.
Because I can't ever remember feeling ashamed. And it's such a... I mean, yes, I've been angry. Yes, I've been wounded. And yes, I'm jealousy too. I don't really have any of that. It's just not in my being. So I guess maybe we're old souls. And and we were lucky to come to avoid that, to do our work and live our life in a way that doesn't have to go into the depths of that negative emotion or pit of, you know, unpleasantness. So I'm glad, and I'm glad to share that with you. So tell us how this trilogy came to be and how it may offer a clear understanding of the nature of human and spiritual connections, and about the two paradigms, the old scientific paradigm and the new one that's evolving now that you and I are part of.
Well, I do energy work as well as being a researcher into this kind of work. And I'm working on a new book now about girls who are leaders in the climate movement. So I'm a person who has a variety of interests and practices. And as part of my work doing sessions on the phone and person to person to get to people's core issues, I went to the Canadian Energy Psychology Conference in Vancouver, in Toronto in 2018. And for some reason, I'd been to other conferences like that, science and consciousness conferences, but it just struck me. Here are these people with PhDs, scientists who are doing healing work from a distance and that kind of thing. And it was so interesting. I thought, I've got to talk to them and find out, how do they have the courage to do this kind of work that's considered woo-woo and be an academic or a PhD? And I'll tell you a funny story. When I do free energy balancings in my little town, and one time I was doing them, and the dean of my school of behavioral and social scientists, where I was a professor, said, "Oh, Gail, what are you doing? Are you doing massage work?" And I said, "No, I'm doing energy work, energy balancing, chakra balancing." I said, "Would you like one?" And he said, "No, thank you."
Well, let's put it this way. For those who know, no proof is needed. And for those who don't or won't, no proof will suffice. But I wanted to go on to describe how you wrote, "Many of our scientific beliefs are limited in that they can't account for the evidence that consciousness exists beyond the brain." Now, first of all, we have to understand the brain is monitoring and creating our physical world. But the mind is the energy of the universe that we're all connected to, our eternal life force. So the dominant materialistic paradigm denies the power of spirit, the miracles of mind, and feelings over matter. And
right.
this is the old, that's what he believes, that scientist you met, and unconscious, there is unconscious access to information and the possibility of other dimensions beyond what our physical senses tell us, including life after death. So
I think a good example of that is people like Eben Alexander, who's in my book, who is, as you know, was a brain surgeon who had an extraordinary near-death experience. And he was a typical materialist paradigm person who believed the only reality is what you can see and touch and, you know, put in a test tube and your genetics and that kind of thing. And then after he had those experiences of the other realms and also being able to remember it when his brain was, he said, pus. And so there was no material center left to remember. So I think that's so profound because it lets us know, one, that the soul goes on, that many people who have NDEs have a life review. And so Eben Alexander makes the point that we are responsible for what we do here. And if people like our current president and other leaders realized that they have to pay the consequences for their actions, if not here, they will later.
I think they're learning that. I think some of them are learning that, not all of them. But the new paradigm, by the way, I interviewed Dr. Eben Alexander twice recently. He was on my show a few months ago. So listeners can go and check out Dr. Eben Alexander. And he changed drastically. He moved from the old paradigm to the new paradigm, which is understanding energy is everything. We are all connected to universal source and to each other. And there is no death, and soul survives physical death. And we are creating this physical world with these energetic thoughts. So,
and quantum physics tells us that that's true. It's not just some kind of fantasy or illusion or whatever, but quantum physicists have told us that information connects everything. And the principle of quantum non-locality tells us once particles like photons are paired, even if they're separated to the end of the universe, if one changes, the other changes in response. So the fact that quantum physics tells us that there's information, that if you look at something or observe it, it changes, whether it's going to be a wave or a particle, that something like an atom could exist in many worlds. I mean, quantum physics sounds really weird, and quantum physicists will tell you that. You know, if it is very weird, and you can't use common sense to understand how little world
you
works.
You can't understand any of this with your brain. You have to understand it with your soul and heart and mind, which is connected to universal source, which is the information field that I, as a medium, retrieve. Like a computer, I retrieve information from this energetic field for people, and it's accurate. There's no way I could have this information. You talk about a lot of scientists that I've interviewed and met over the last 25 years of researching all this, and we're going to get to a few of them, but you also mentioned something that I've never seen before. You write that many of the people have a Jewish background, and there's a small percentage of Jews in the world population, and Jeffrey Mishlove, who interviewed over 1,000 visionary scientists for his video show, discovered this. And why would this be?
Well, one of the scientists explains in the book that one reason is Jews respect scholarship and learning, but then so do Asians, and we don't have the same percentage of Asians who are doing this kind of vanguard work, and another reason is that Jews have lived on the boundaries, on the outskirts. They haven't been mainstream, and so that gives them a different perspective. There's the tradition of the Kabbalah and, you know, the mystic Judaism.
Yeah, 4,000 years ago. That was 4,000 years ago. You know, as a Jew, I never understood much about angels. I kind of thought they didn't exist. I mean, I was a very practical, business-minded person. I had this gift from childhood, but I didn't understand it, and I didn't spend the time developing it because I wanted to be in the real world, right? And I guess my parents encouraged that. Many psychics and mediums are born. They have this gift from perhaps the past soul life that we've had, and Kabbalah does appreciate the fact that there's an afterlife and there are angels and other life forms. Right. And I didn't know this. I didn't know this, but I have learned it over the years of my experiences with other people, reading, and my own powerful personal experiences. So you
right.
say that these people have had powerful personal experiences, and that ultimately takes away the fear and the doubt. Once you know it's real, you can never go backwards. You have already gone
right.
beyond the brink, and you know it to be true.
You know, another interesting thing about the scientists is that many of them are also musicians. You know, like Dean Radin, who's well known for his research, he's an incredible scientist. He was a professional violinist for many years. And I think maybe that's part of the whole brain
yes,
awareness.
The brain mind
literal
connection.
Left brain
yeah, yeah.
Linear thinkers. And also they scored differently on the Myers-Briggs personality inventory. They were more extroverted than the traditional bench scientists. So they have
that would make
personality
sense.
Structure.
Yeah, that would make sense.
That allows them to be in the vanguard.
Yeah, music trains the mind as well as the brain to
right.
a higher level. And it's funny, I never thought of my father, who was a podiatrist, as being, well, he was a little, I guess he was interested in some of this stuff, though he didn't discuss it with me, but he played the violin.
Mm.
And that you mentioned that he had a sensitivity to all of this. And
right.
He was very loved by his patients because he knew how to make them feel good, not only physically,
right.
but spiritually. So,
but some of the
thank you for saying that.
Their own experiences, like Russell Targ, I don't know if you've heard this story, but his daughter Elizabeth died of cancer. And after her death, she came and turned the lights off and on in their house. And then she gave a message of I love you in Russian because she was fluent in Russian to a nurse who did not understand Russian. So Elizabeth just spelled it out from the other side. And then so Russell would know, okay, this is really Elizabeth.
It's real.
Speaking to me
of course
in
it's
Russian.
It's real. You and I know it's real, and many of our listeners know it's real, too. Now, you described something about, and I wrote down next to this, all true. The visionary scientists say consciousness doesn't originate in the brain. I was saying that at the beginning of the show. The brain is for our physical life and our physical functions. And they use synonyms like one mind, spirit, energy, the force, matrix, hologram, meaning fields, biofield, cosmic intelligence, information, panpsychism, beyond space and time, substrate, non-physical web, that's a web of energy, spiritual computer, and fifth dimension. And there
right.
and there it is. And
you know, another part of that, I think, is that our sense of linear time is also wrong.
Yes.
Because all kinds of experiments show that precognition happens, or we can even go back maybe and change the past. So all the things that our common sense says, everything is material, it's dense, time is linear, the future is ahead of us, it can't be influenced the present. All the things that we think are common sense aren't true on the quantum level. So it's really very short-sighted to say that the materialist paradigm is scientific, because it's not. It ignores the whole other dimension of the quantum world and parapsychology and the power of intuition and intention and healing from a distance and that kind of thing. And so that you asked about what are the implications of that, of this, the trilogy for us, and they make the point, these visionary scientists, that the materialist paradigm says we really don't have free will because we're the outcome of our DNA and our chemistry and our bodies, and that it also limits us because you couldn't get information from higher power, from the
now you know mind. You know, hearing that, to me that is woo-woo. You know, it's the reverse of what reality really is.
Right. So, very limiting.
Yeah, it's very limiting. It's not the story. And this is the understanding. There is another dimension. There is no space and time. There is no past, present, and future. It's all energy happening. We can be in one dimension and another. We can have out-of-body experiences. I'm going to ask you to explain psi phenomena like clairvoyance, precognition, and distant healing. I have experience and work with all of that. And I'm telling you, it's the last 25 years. Before that, I wasn't functioning that way. I was just trying to be in the physical world, business world, and scientific world, but the science was wrong. And after my experience, I took this on, you know, I could tell you a story. You know Dr. Raymond Moody?
Yes. Life after life.
Yes. Well, when I was starting, and I was so sure of this, I went a lot of places, but I went to one of his lectures, and I sat there in the audience, and at the end, I went up and I said to you, how could you not say emphatically that life survives physical death, and you just say maybe or could be, and I know you believe this, and I'm a medium, and I'm putting this out anywhere I go with whoever. And about a year or two after that, he wrote another book. His wife was named Cheryl, and I'm Cheryl.
Right.
I was just a little rude, I think, but not meaning to be. I was just so passionate. And he wrote another book where he has emphatically said it exactly the way it was. No qualms about it. So let's go on to, we were saying then, many spiritual teachers talk of a deeper understanding of consciousness, the brain, and the ultimate healing force of free will. So these intertwined thoughts are a process towards self-realization. And that's what the soul is here to do. Find self-realization,
right,
and remember itself. So then, right. What then is reality?
Well, the interesting thing about reality is that it's so multifaceted and multidimensional.
Yes.
So we use the analogy of the Flatland book where the hero lives in a two-dimensional world, and then he discovers, whoa, there's a three-dimensional world. And back in the Flatland two-dimensional world, they think he's a deviant and he's persecuted. So the idea is that the world of the commonly accepted notion of what's truth is very limiting and restrictive and false and whatever. So the reason the trilogy is so interesting to me is because they give evidence that we have access to guidance from without, from higher source, like Gary Schwartz at the University of Arizona is working on a soul phone. Have you heard about that?
I know Gary Schwartz. I met him 22 years ago. I want to just say here, the remote viewing that you talked about, Stephen Schwartz, I went to a workshop in Arizona. I thought Stephen Schwartz was Gary Schwartz, who I had met the year before in the Bahamas, but I was supposed to end up there because he was working. Yeah, we have so much synchronicity going on here.
Right.
We have reached those six levels that you talk about where it's super synchronicity. So I want to thank you, Dr. Gail Kimble, author of the trilogy Mysteries of Healing, Mysteries of Reality, and Mysteries of Knowledge Beyond the Senses, for sharing a lifetime pursuit of finding out who we are, where we come from, and how to use the energy of our inner soul essence to further advance the spiritual, call it revolution or evolution, we are now involved in, which is going to actually help the human nature and to change our world. So
may I just add that I have a new book out called Calm, How to Thrive in Challenging Times, and it's followed up by Calm, Parents and Children, that kind of applies the principle in the trilogy to very specific techniques and affirmations and visualizations you can do to stay calm.
And exactly what we need now during these challenging times. But I want our listeners to know, to change our world, we must first change ourselves. And we have to recognize that our thoughts are creating our reality.
Yeah.
And we have to take responsibility personally and collectively to be at peace with life itself. So to purchase these books, go to gailkimble.info. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, I have been delighted to revisit many of the scientists, healers, and visionaries who I have either met or interviewed over the last years, 25 years to be exact. And as we know from my first book in the trilogy, Life is No Coincidence, The Life and Afterlife Connection, I consider all who have awakened to the greatest truth of reality, conscious energy, healing, and the infinite wisdom of a loving, expanding, evolving, universal source of intelligence and infinite life are truly blessed to know who they are and to walk this time in this physical world without fear of death, because they're seeking hope, joy, and to serve and lead with integrity and courage. Gail Kimble, author of a trilogy of Mysteries of Reality, Healing, and Knowledge Beyond the Senses, has traveled the same road and concluded beyond the shadow of a doubt that so much exists beyond the physical.
Right.
Yeah. And Gail writes, the three books in the trilogy explore how consciousness shapes reality, enables healing, and provides access to knowledge from beyond the physical senses. These trailblazing scientists in the book conclude that we are more than our physical bodies, with more potential than we realize, and that science needs to expand to account for a consciousness. This new science embraces all of science, but it's reframing it to have a bigger perspective. This means that we can make sense of data that doesn't fit, and we can make predictions, and it can be tested, confirmed, and it can be disconfirmed. It's an expansion of science that reverses the old way of thinking, as explained, as you said, Gary Schwartz said. This perspective turns everything on its head. It's like realizing that the sun no longer revolves around the earth and encourages. I've been talking about this for years. And until we merge science and spirituality and our physical life with our soul or spiritual life, we're not going to have the answers, and we're not going to be able to live as we're meant to live. So Gail and I would have listeners know that in search of truth, one finds an enormous amount of free will, freedom, peace, and love, and the path.
And fun.
Yeah, and fun. Yeah, we can laugh because we're not so overwhelmed by a lot of nonsense. So we can enjoy relationships, nature, and the spiritual aspects of ourselves. For in actuality, that is all one. And we are energy swirling through time and space, past, present, or future, just the eternal life force of creation. And it really is a wonderful life here and beyond. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within and author of A New Life Awaits, which shares the spirit of our divinity that lives within, that yearns to know itself as love and infinite possibilities, seeking to champion the challenges of modern day life. Whether in body or pure energy, the soul is the complete oneness of spirit's intelligence. in many lifetimes seeking connection to higher consciousness. Life is indeed a miracle. And please go to my website, CherylGlick.com, to discover authors exploring the mysteries of life here and beyond. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.